Welcome to the Perfume Chronicles, where we uncover the secrets of fragrances, one episode at a time. I'm your name, and today we're diving into a long-standing debate: should you apply perfume to your skin or your clothes? Now, if you're a fragrance lover, you've probably heard different opinions on this. Some people swear by spritzing perfume directly onto their skin, while others prefer misting it over their clothes for longer lasting wear. So, what's the right way? Let's break it down. Applying perfume on skin. The pros and cons first. Let's talk about skin application. Perfume is designed to interact with your body's natural oils, which helps it develop over time, revealing different layers of scent. When you apply fragrance to pulse points like your wrists, neck, and behind your ears, your body heat activates the notes, giving you a personalized scent experience. However, there's a downside. If you have dry or sensitive skin, alcohol-based perfumes might not last long, and they can sometimes cause irritation. Another thing to consider is that certain body chemistries can alter the way a fragrance smells, so your signature scent might not be as consistent as you'd like. Applying perfume on clothes. The pros and cons now. What about spritzing perfume on your clothes? This is a great option for those who want a longer-lasting scent. Fabric holds onto fragrance better than skin, and it won't be affected by body chemistry. Your sweater or scarf might still carry the scent hours or even days after application. But there's a catch. Some perfumes contain oils that can leave stains on delicate fabrics like silk. Also, fragrances are designed to unfold in layers, and when applied to fabric, they might not develop the same way as they do on skin. You might get a strong initial burst but miss out on the full scent journey. The best of both worlds. So, what's the best approach? The answer might be both. A light spritz on the skin for that personal, evolving scent and a mist over your clothes for longevity can be the perfect combination. If you're worried about stains, spray perfume into the air and walk through the mist for an even distribution. Or, apply fragrance to your hairbrush and run it through your hair for a subtle, long-lasting effect. Final thoughts: at the end of the day, it's all about preference. Whether you love the way perfume melts into your skin or enjoy the lasting power on your clothes, there's no right or wrong way, just what works for you. What's your go-to method? Share your thoughts with us on social media, and don't forget to subscribe for more fragrance tips and insights. Until next time, stay scented and stay fabulous.